Accession number 31416, Reel 3.
Mr. Eric Seymour, Reel 3. Now, one thing is about your service as a reservist or with the TA. Did you have a TA commitment?
Yeah.
Tell us about your TA service.
3 years in the TA.
Who was it with?
I was with the Essex Yeomanry Field Regiment, RA, TA, 304 Essex Yeomanry.
Is that 304 Battery?
Yeah, they were based in Chelmsford, yeah.
And what did you have to do with them? What did that commitment mean?
It meant so many evening parades, a few weekends, and a week away at camp once a year.
Did you enjoy it? I mean, did you mind going once a week and to the annual camps?
No, we got used to it, and one knew you had to do it, so you just took it in stride, and that was it. Yeah.
Did you ever think of staying on when your time finished, you know, after the three? Because you had to do 3 years, didn't you?
Yeah.
But you could stay on. Did you think of staying on as a TA man?
No.
Why not? Because a lot of people didn't, I know.
Well, I got involved with the Royal British Legion then, and that was taking some of my time. And
You got involved right in those early days then?
Yeah, about 1954 when I joined the Legion, yeah.
So and that took your time. Now yeah. Tell me about your membership. What you've done with the British Legion? Because we're very interested in that in British Legion, how it works.
Well, I joined the Little Walton branch in '54, and I served on their committee for a number of years.
What as?
As a committee member to start with. Then I became secretary in 1965. Which I...
Now, what does the secretary do?
Anything connected with the branch, really. And I held that post for about 30 and a half years. And then I've been chairman and treasurer for the last few years now.
And does your British Legion have a property, you know? Or do you...
No, Little Waltham hasn't got any property, but... Some branches have, they've got their own property and they run clubs. But my involvement has been just with Little Waltham and with the county. I'm involved with the county as well.
Little Waltham, so where do they meet in Little Waltham?
We meet in the village hall, in the memorial hall, yeah.
And what's a meeting like? What do you do at a meeting?
Well, we just discuss our future programme, really, and anything that cropped up.
So what I mean is, what would be on the programme? Do you see what I mean? What are your events in a typical year?
Well, we have a garden party at our president's home. We have an annual dinner. We join with the women's section, have a fish and chip supper. And one or two other, you know, odds and ends like that, really. Social events.
Now tell me about the poppy appeal. How's that, you know, how does that work?
That works well. We have PAOs in most of our villages and towns.
They have what?
Poppy appeal organisers, which are called PAOs. And they do a wonderful job organising the poppy appeal every year, you know. And it's a lot of hard work for a couple of weeks before the period and a couple of weeks after, really.
And do you do... Do you actually go out selling or poppies, or do you just organise?
I haven't been out selling the last few years, but I used to go out, and but my involvement now is more with the county than with the branch.
Now tell me about your county activities.
County activities. Well, I've been involved with the county since 1969. First as a committee member, then as chairman, or then as vice chairman, then chairman, and then for my sins I got put in the post of secretary.
So what does the county organise?
Well, the county organise, they have to look after the branches, and they have to deal with any complaints or whatever. And we hold meetings every other month. We have a county conference once a year. where delegates from the branches attend and so forth, with a guest speaker, and any events that you know the branches do, we our officers support them.
Now, in many places, the Legion's got problems due to an ageing membership. Are you aware of that here in this area? Or, I mean, can you tell us a bit about what you think the future is, or what problems the Legion's facing?
This is the problem now. Our members are getting older. It's difficult for people to take offers. They won't take offers, not like they used to. Membership, of course, now is open to any person. The only difference is if they're not ex-servers, they can't get benevolent work or benevolent help. But anybody can join the Legion, and we're hoping that people will join, and then hopefully some of them will come in and take office if they're a bit on the younger side.
Do you worry that'll dilute the ex-serviceman element or ex-service element? Or does it not worry you much?
It does worry. It concerns us that the ex-service community is getting older. The younger ex-service person is not so keen to join today as they were, after the first.
Why not?
World
do you
War.
Think?
Well, I think they've got more commitment now. They're committed to a family. They're committed to mortgages, and a lot of them, I don't think, have got the time to put into the organisation. It's unfortunate, but I'm afraid that's how it is.
Now, lastly, what about the welfare role?
The welfare keeps on the increase. It's on the increase. In our county office, we've got a county, a county manager now, as they call them, or a county field officer, and three other people, and they deal with the welfare within Essex. There's a big call now for stair lifts and so forth. A lot of the soldiers now, if they get in trouble with the wives, there's debt problems. But welfare's certainly on the increase to what it was 10 years ago.
So it's still a very important thing to you, the British Legion?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, very important.
Thank you very much.